Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul Justin. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for the Pacific Northwest. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer all of your questions. And then also because the business itself is pretty new, less than a year old, she's requesting that I apply a new business rate, make it affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. Not bad, can't complain.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me, Justin. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yep. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, for your company, being that it's quite new, that's powerful. That's important. People will not need to know the name of your company to find you as a top option when they do that keyword search. And they'll be looking really for any of the services that you're currently providing, obviously focusing right now on the gutters. And when it becomes roofing, we can promote you for that as well. But no matter what they type in, your company will be one of those top options in the Pullman, Moscow area when someone does that search. And of course, they'll call you directly. The calls come into you, meaning, of course, you're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down or being in a bidding war with your competitors. Obviously, you use Google, so you know that you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company, but that's actually a good thing. You're not just getting random phone calls from people looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy in town. You'll get calls from someone they're making an educated decision after seeing your website. They're going to call you directly and specifically, so it's a high conversion rate. Now, Tara says, go ahead. Oh,
Web
I,
presence is everything. When
oh, web
somebody
presence.
Googles you, that's how people find a contractor, it's online. Word of mouth is not a thing.
Exactly correct. Even if someone gets a direct word of mouth from a friend or family member, they're still going to Google it. They're still going to try to find your company. So you have to have that online presence. And this, of course, even more powerful for the people who don't already know the name of your company. But you're going to get those calls directly, and they're going to be excited to talk to you, right? Now, Tara says you'd be willing to go maybe as far north as the southern reaches of Spokane, not going into Spokane itself, not going past Spokane.
Yeah, so we're based out of Pullman, Washington, and we can drive clear up. We're based out of Spokane as a company. That's where our main office is located.
Okay, but not where you want to work. Right.
Well, we dispatch from Pullman. We can go up to Spokane, and we're more than happy to.
Okay.
But as far as going north of Spokane, we'll go north of Spokane like 30 to 40 miles. That's about it.
Okay,
we don't
want to
go clear up to the border of Canada. We don't want to go over to Western Washington.
That makes sense.
We just want to cover the Pacific Northwest area. That's Pullman, Moscow, Lewiston, Ruston, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene.
Oh yeah, of course. So you're willing to include Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. That's good to know.
Yeah, totally.
Coeur
d'Alene, Pullman, Moscow, Lewiston, Clarkston, and those are twin cities, both on the border of Washington and Idaho. Huge markets with universities.
Oh yeah. Great places to be there to be found. Perfect. The reason I was asking about how far towards Spokane you wanted to go, or like you just said, you would be happy to include Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, that's going to require that we do paid ads as well, because the local campaign is good for maybe 40 miles, but the closer you get to a bigger metro, the harder it is to be there, especially since you've got competition based out of there. But with a paid ad campaign, either paid Google ads or even just like paid Facebook ads, which are a lot more affordable, we can easily target specifically Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, as well as where you really want to focus your attention, which is closer to where you're located. From Tara's notes, it says most of you guys kind of live in the Pullman, Moscow area. So this is going to include both.
Spokane.
Okay, got it.
Market. We know Spokane market's the biggest. We're willing
yeah.
to travel.
Yeah, so you want to be found there. You want it to be part of what you're going to be servicing. So, yeah, so yeah. we would
it
use...
It does take an extra 3 hours of travel, though. So doing stuff yeah. locally helps out as well. If it's less frequent, then that's okay because we're spending less.
Exactly. Travel. Yeah, you're not an Uber driver getting paid to drive someone to Spokane. It costs you time and money to do it, so it has to be
yeah.
worth it for you. And if
we're
going
to have
to
include that in the bid, too, so when we're going
yeah.
to Spokane to bid stuff,
for
it might
sure.
be a little bit higher than necessarily stuff that's local to us just because it costs us 3 hours worth of man.
Right.
But it's not that big of a difference.
So,
we can work around.
So we would target, of course, the farther away we go, the more we're going to target the higher end residential clients, and you do commercial
yeah.
too, right? Either one, no real preference of one over
like,
the other.
We've just been focusing on residential at the moment. We're going to
okay.
upgrade our and do commercial
Got
eventually,
it.
but yeah, higher
okay.
residential. We will drive up to 3 hours one way per day if it's a high end residential and we can work that.
Correct. Yeah, for the right job.
On the phone, right? Because
oh yeah,
what's their budget? What can we do? What's our profit margin, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. So we'll definitely target higher end residential, bigger jobs the farther away we go, and we can certainly do that with those paid ads. And it is for the local campaign. We're talking Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories, because that's what the search engines search for. You know, they're all equally important to Google and Bing, whether the public knows about it or not. All of that content, though, talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your website, and, of course, to your verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, the good news is, of course, as Sarah probably mentioned, you qualify for reduced pricing as a young company. We try to make this affordable,
yeah.
especially for younger businesses, although there are no long-term contracts and it is completely month-to-month. We know that our clients keep the service. You know, again, if it's working for you, it's something you're going to want to continue to do. So your success is our success. We try to make it affordable. And with the new business rate, actually, what you'd be looking at here would be...
What would happen to their content if you dissolve their contract with you?
It doesn't disappear. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill and you can stop pedaling. You'll keep on going. You might even pick up speed for a little bit, but then without us continuing to update and optimize, you would slowly see your placement fall off of the first page.
Exactly. You become irrelevant.
Well, yeah,
but it
doesn't happen overnight, and we certainly aren't taking information down if you stop using our service, but we would stop updating, optimizing, and things like that. We, of course, would stop
paying. And then eventually you would just get passed by people
yeah.
who are more integrated. More
people who are still actively paying someone or doing it in-house. So, yeah, I mean, Google looks at almost 200 different ranking factors that we need to address. So as long as you're a satisfied client, though, our job is to keep you relevant, keep you on that first page with that online presence throughout your service area for all of the services you provide. And like I said before, when you start to add the roofing and things like that, or when you're really ready to take on commercial clients, we'll switch our focus, add more content, not necessarily switch away from high-end residential,
add to it,
get more opportunities.
So, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
yeah. So you're looking at a flat rate. The website, Tara says you've got a website, but she didn't attach it here. And as I've been talking with you, I wasn't able to pull that website up.
We don't have an official website. We do have a LinkedIn, though. But we're looking to have a website built. And
okay.
We're going to get on that. We're getting on that. We've been a business technically for a couple of years, but we've only been operating for like 3 months.
Because for the first
2 years, we were just buying equipment, getting
right.
phones.
Sure.
Connections. We haven't profited. We have yet to profit until
Gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll have to ask Tara why she put yes, and she usually puts a website when there is one. So that makes sense.
We need one though.
Okay. Yeah. So
We do websites,
of course. We do websites in-house, and you know the important thing about a website, it is a great conversion tool for people who see it. But most websites are not on that first page. Most consumers don't go past the first page. Even like a business owner says, I know I need a website. I'm going to hire the best web developer, spend, you know, 6 months and $6,000. If it's not on that first page, it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So our job first and foremost is to put you on the first page.
Funnels, right?
Exactly. And if you're not on that first page, unless someone knows the name of your business, unless they're looking for you specifically, unless they're looking for your website, if you're not on that first page, people will for the most part not even know that you exist. It is kind of, it's like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but the important thing is being on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google. When we get you on that first page, though, you can certainly beat out the bigger, more established guy as long as you've got that online presence, as long as you've got a website that people can see. And I'm sure you've got photos of some of the work that you've already done. Now, what I'd like to do here would be to include a website for you at no additional cost. This would be a one-page website, a microsite. It takes us 3 or 4 business days to complete, so we can offer it on a month-to-month basis. We do also do custom websites in-house as well. Those take us about 2 or 3 weeks to complete, so there's usually a minimum of a 3-month commitment for that. I probably shouldn't say this out loud to you, but a lot of times if you're with us for a month or two, we might just upgrade you to that custom website and include it at no additional cost, just kind of as a loyalty reward for you. But we can certainly include a one-page microsite. It's still very conversion-driven. Of course, it's Google compliant. It meets what Google needs to see, but it also meets what consumers want to see. Photos, content, color, testimonials of your satisfied clients. A lot of our clients do great with the landing page, as long as it's on the first page, you know, as long as it's where people can see it. I mean, the biggest billboard on a dirt road is not going to get you work, but a yard sign where people pass by it every day, that's going to get you phone calls, right? So, like I said, our focus is getting you on that first page. We'll include a landing page at no additional cost. We can always talk later about a custom website for you. Might even do it for free down the road. But you're looking at $299 as an exact amount. That's 50% off the normal cost of the service. Every month you choose to use the service, you do save $300 off of what is listed on our website at $599. That $299 is the exact amount, too. So it's easy to budget for. Tara attached, and I don't know if this is what she was talking about. I don't think it is, but she found it when she was looking for a website, an Angie Leads, a Home Advisor profile. Of course, that's a lead-based service.
We are on Home Advisor. Is that how you found us?
Well, it might have been. You have some online presence. You must have, or we wouldn't have found you. When these positions become... It could have been any of those or a combination of those or all of those. When these positions become available, our inventory department looks for someone in the area providing those particular services. And then, of course, you have to have some online presence to be found. But you're obviously not on the first page, otherwise we wouldn't call you. And also no bad reviews. You can't have any bad reviews. It looks like the reviews that you do have out there, and I get it. I mean, it's a young company. There's not a ton of reviews out there, but there's also no bad reviews out there either. So that's why Tara reached out to you, and she did message me to see if we have the availability more in the Pullman, Moscow area. So we could definitely do that for you. Again, Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, we're allowed overlap as far as paid ads go. But for the local listing, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. That's strict Google guidelines. But it makes sense for us, too. I mean, like I said, we're cutting our rate in half. We're going to at least include a landing page for you. So we don't break even on that first or second month, even not even the third month, really. But our success comes from keeping clients on board for many months or even many years. I've been with the company myself. April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. We started in 2004, so for over 18 years we've been doing this, and we've been part of Google's partnership program from nearly the very beginning. I mean, as soon as that program started, Google recognized our track record and wanted to work with us for small and medium-sized businesses. Now, what I can do here for you...
Yeah, being able to tell someone to Google my company and them just immediately doing it, and it says rain gutters, bam. Or
yeah.
Google rain gutters right now, and based on their location, my company just pops right up.
Right. That's exactly it. And that's the power of this listing. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. We'll list you on Bing too. It's only about 1 out of 10 that are going to use Bing over Google, but it's still a lot of people and a lot of opportunities. We want you to have those opportunities as well. Any device too that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC. We are Google partners, of course. Our primary focus is Google. It's everyone's primary focus, but we want you to get those opportunities from Bing or if people are saying, hey Siri on their smartphone, or if they're using Google Home, Amazon Alexa, any of those devices, even a vehicle with internet access, if they're on a long drive, and hopefully it's not the person driving, but doing a search, knowing that they need to get some work done on the home, you can show up for those searches as well and start getting those phone calls. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know exactly how much work you're getting. And, of course, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so high-end residential clients will pick up the phone and call you directly. If they happen to fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, yeah, I mean, maybe it's after hours. They don't want to call you. Maybe they just want a little bit of information before they decide to call you. But if they fill out that contact form on your website, anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Justin, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Can you remind me again what the monthly cost was?
With the landing page or that one page microsite with that website included, with the social media campaign to target Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and everywhere else you want to be found, beyond that 40-mile immediate radius of Pullman, Moscow, all of the destinations and directories, of course, this factors in a 50% reduction in the cost because it is a business of less than a year old. So that saves you $300 a month and drops the monthly down from $599 a month to a flat rate of exactly $299. And that is an exact amount that will never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profit. Of course, you're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. The calls do come directly to you. Now, you mentioned the Angie Leads Home Advisor. Is that a service that you're currently using, or have you had it long enough to get leads and try and follow up with them?
We just got our first lead from Angie's List. We signed up probably a week ago, and then about 2 or 3 days after we signed up for the service, we received one lead, and we called the guy, and it was a hot lead, but he wasn't ready to have it installed yet, and he also came in at like 10 o'clock at night, so he said he was just inquiring. But
you're getting charged for it too. And a lot of times that's what you're going to see. I mean, you are going to get people who know, I mean, they're using that service, first of all, because they know that they can get, you know, estimates, they can get people to call them back, they can talk to several contractors, but a lot of the times they are not looking to hire anyone right away. They're kind of looking to budget for a project down the line, but you're still coming out of pocket for that.
We had to pay $38 just to be told that I might be interested in a few months or whatever. We keep our Angie's List, but we started our budget low because we don't know
smart.
How effective this service is.
Yes,
like
I was going to tell you.
Them. And that's just the first
smart.
Things don't start. If things don't come up, we're going to just like, we're going to wait until something comes our way. We're not, we're not
keep
going
throwing
to
keep good money after bad leads. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to guys and you said, I think $38 to be told, you know, maybe call me back in the future. that isn't great, but let me just kind of put it in perspective. I've heard people say, and maybe it's for a roofing lead. A roofing lead might cost you over $100. If it's a tear off and replace, you might be looking at $250 per lead. Scare you, but just as kind of on an aside.
Yeah, not to mention the time that it takes to drive out there.
Exactly.
Right. Talk to the person.
Oh yeah.
Just to be told to fuck off.
Oh, that's exactly correct. I was going to tell you, you told me $38 to be told, call me in the future. Better than being charged $250 driving out there and then being told to F off, like you said. And that happens. I talked to one guy who was a roofer because he was spending, I think he had $180 for a repair and like $240 if it was a replace. He said he was like almost $9,000 in debt already to Home Advisors. Home Advisor then. Now it's Home Advisor powered by Anthony.
Roofing is one of the quickest ways to go broke. That's why we're just focusing on gutters right now. Not only is the workers' comp
feast or famine,
the liability is so high, and the leads are so expensive. When it comes to like roofing, we're already doing gutters, so we just want to be able to know how to be on this for roofing in case we want to catch one on the fly. We don't want to like necessarily exhaust ourselves, but if we can get a roofing and gutter contract, that's a $10,000 a day.
And exactly. And that's what this guy was thinking. He was thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to get the job that's going to get me out of the hole and then I'll cancel. And they just kept paying for leads and had to cut his losses at some point.
No.
You don't necessarily want that to happen for sure. But I mean, we can
shoot it out there because the profit margins are bigger. The liability is way lower.
And the leads are a lot cheaper.
The competition's
sure.
not there too. There's not as much competition with gutters. With roofing, people are like, I can make $10,000 a day. You get a lot of snaky characters.
Exactly. And then you get a lot of people, even unlicensed contractors, lowballing everybody and swooping up on the jobs that are out there.
They smell the pheromones. They're like sharks in the water. But with gutters, it's a specific kind of trade, and we do like the idea of being number one on Google for gutters because we have the capacity to do that.
Yeah, and then we can push out the content later for roofing too. So it's Iron Cross Builders LLC, right? That's how you would want it to be branded? Okay. The LLC part of it. And then is the phone number that we're calling on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number, 509-957-2067?
Actually, yes. Well, this is a valid number, but the number that I would like for them to call is 509. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. That's okay. No.
509-381-7135.
7135. So this is going to be more of the business number, the 7135 number. That's more of the number you would want your customers to call first.
I have a Ring Central account. I am currently residing in Germany. My company is an American company. I rent remotely. Ring Central allows me to have local area codes to Washington State and still, by all intents and purposes, be local to the area. So I don't. People want to see a local phone number. But I am technically located out of Washington. So I have two Ring Central accounts. One of them is my personal and the other one is my business, but both of them
are valid for customers to call. Okay, so we'll have the 7135 as the primary, the 2067 more as a secondary number, and more for us to use internally as well. So if we don't reach you on the 7135, we'll try this other one. And then what is the address, like where you would receive mail? You don't receive customers, right? I mean, you always go out to the client. No one ever comes to you, no brick and mortar showroom or physical address that we would be promoting for the business online,
No, nothing like that.
Is there an address near the Moscow Pullman area where you could receive or have an employee receive a piece of mail?
Yeah, my operations manager and partner lives out there, and we could totally make that like an unofficial second or primary location.
So honestly, the
primary location out of Meade, Washington, that's when I first started my company because I was back and forth from Germany to America. That's my grandma's house.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Are still willing to operate out of Spokane. That's the company address, we are residing in Pullman, but the money is in Spokane, and we usually end up going up there because it's a huge market. But yeah, we also cover Pullman and Moscow and Lewiston and Clarkson. So between that, we can be down in, we can be up to Spokane in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
We can be down in Lewiston in about 45 minutes, and we can cover Pullman, Moscow. So that's a huge market there. There's like six universities between all of that land.
Right.
It's like we're on, we're in the quartz zone, so to speak.
So Pullman, Moscow is kind of centrally located to where you want to go, radiate outward from there in various directions, various distances.
Exactly.
So the way that Google works, I mean, they do not expect service-based businesses to have a physical showroom or a location where people would come. In fact, even if you had like a shop or a small office where you did paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. That's perfect. Yeah, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, since most of the time you're out in the field anyway. They
it's
do
the home office at your grandma's house. You're there 3 months out of the year. She's like,
yeah, no, you wouldn't want them driving out to grandma's. But we can certainly put your partner's address on there. Google doesn't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. They know that those can be rented easily by someone out of the area. They do want to make sure that businesses in the local map are local businesses, but they certainly don't expect it to be a physical location where customers would go.
And,
so you'd be listed city and state.
And he's an official employee of ours.
Okay.
So his home office as operations manager would,
that's
in
perfect.
Effect, be an office.
As long as you can receive one piece of mail, Google just wants to make sure that you're an active business in the local area. They send out basically what looks like a piece of paper folded over and the tear-off edges. It's just got a five-digit PIN inside and directions on how to PIN verify your business yourself. We prefer, though, that once you get that five-digit PIN, you call us, text us, or email us that five-digit PIN, and we'll do the rest. We'll verify your business for you. And then, like I said, the business itself will just be listed city and state, not a physical zip code, and, of course, not a physical street address. And then with all the content, the Facebook ads, the social media campaign as well, we'll be able to target the rest of your service area. But what is that address, then, that we'd be sending that PIN card?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I have to get on QuickBooks real quick and look up my operations manager's
If you can multitask, I'll ask you some pretty simple questions so it won't distract you too much. They say women are much better at multitasking than men are, and then when we try to do more than one thing, we just end up doing more than one thing not well. But I think you can multitask and tell me, what is your last name?
Moore, M-O-H-R.
M-O-H-R. And then, Mr. Moore.
Yeah, it's true about women. I have seven sisters, and they can definitely multitask. They can drive me insane and drive me crazy at the same time. So they're pretty good.
Siblings do that for sure.
Not a good one.
What is a good email address either for you or for your business? Most of the time, like I said, you're going to get direct phone calls. When someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, it would be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, no one would need to see it. It would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer
I'm
pieces
gonna
of information.
I'm
going to
give you my business email. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my business email, but I'm going to give you my operations manager's phone number so he can receive texts and follow up with
that's
people
perfect.
Who are sending the leads. Because I'm on a different continent, so a lot of times I'll get the lead, but I'll be sleeping already.
Yeah.
And it'll be
in
the middle of
the
day over there. It'll maybe like the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, and we'll get a lead, but I'm sleeping because it's 2 in the morning here.
Yeah.
Better that Nicholas receives.
But he has access to this business email address as well, then?
I can forward all that stuff to him, but I want him to have the text so he can immediately receive them, and he's not waiting until I wake up.
Perfect. Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right.
And
so
I can give him access to it, or you can take his personal email as well. And my business email as well.
Okay. What is the business email first?
IronCrossBuilders@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then his email address?
Yes, one moment. Let me just log in here. I'm going to log into QuickBooks too, so I can give you his address. You're going to need both of those.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I will, or our client interview technician will at some point. We will schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. That's where we get all the information that we need, you know, talk to you about the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera. So that'd be a follow-up call. And if you don't have the information for me, you know, we can have our interview technician get that information.
I'm a fan of getting my ducks in a row early on.
I am too, and I'm happy to wait for you to pull that up. And it also helps me to help them out. You know, I don't want to make their job any harder. I'm going to ask you a couple of things that they would normally ask you as well. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
We're Monday through Friday, but Saturdays are optional. We're not opposed to working Saturdays, so we can have that.
And then, like, 7 to 7, or?
Yeah, we could say 7 to 7. Yeah, why not? Because at least our phones are going to be able to, you can ring us.
Yeah.
We might not be out in the field from 7 to 7, but you can ring us from 7 to 7, 100%.
Right, yeah.
6 days a week.
Perfect. Okay.
I like that.
But Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7, so you get those phone calls.
They're going to say, they're still available.
Yeah. A lot of times people are looking after work. If they're not able to do that search until they're done working and they're looking at 6 o'clock and close now, that just gives you more
opportunities.
Let me call this guy.
I'm always at the disposal. Exactly. And then we got me over here attacking it from a different timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's get to my employees. What do we got here? Okay, let's go to. Employees. Okay, Nicholas, about to give him a little more responsibility in the company. Maybe receiving leads and selling jobs. I've been grooming them for this for quite some time.
Nice.
So let's go to their information. Absolutely. I've been running this company entirely from Germany. I've been like puppet mastering the whole thing, and it's perfectly. Yeah, I know it's stressful as fuck, but it works.
Delegate. That's the key word here. We need to delegate some of this responsibility to capable people.
I build them up and make them feel like kings. I build them up, make them feel like kings, keep them educated, informed, in the loop, and they show respect, and they pay homage, and they work hard as fuck. Really cool.
That's exactly right. If you're a leader and not a boss, they want to follow you. You know, they're not feeling like they're being dictated.
They have good ideas. They're proactive. They're stoked.
Definitely.
They're like a family.
Definitely. When it's a group effort and teamwork and really kind of, you know, everybody feeling that they're being heard, then they're going to feel more involved. You know, they're going to feel more respected. They're going to feel like what they do and what they say makes a difference. They're just not cogs in a wheel, you know.
Exactly. They're never running on the hamster wheel, and they're all cut into profit sharing. There's incentives, too. I'm willing to get them educated for free. Like, we got health insurance automatically. That's non-negotiable. Everyone gets health insurance. We're working on getting them therapy, too, through BetterHelp. We're trying to get sponsored by BetterHelp. We got some really good stuff going on.
That sounds cool.
We're trying to create, like, a good grassroots company that makes people excited about building and doing construction work with them, because a lot of times the construction contractors are assholes and like alcoholics and just like super psychologically abusive people.
Oh yeah.
And I grew up working hard and loving the work, but not liking the way I was treated. And I know that like to be able to inspire young men and women to work with their hands, but not like make them feel like they're a slave. They like that. They like to build and learn and do cool stuff.
Exactly.
They just don't want you to cut the whip on their back. And I've been on the receiving end of that. So
yeah, it looks like sounds like too with all those colleges, you've got an endless stream of potential future employees. If they can learn about you and hear about you and have you come out and do some work or whatever the case might be, but you know, you might be finding employees too, just by doing the great work that you're doing and kind of respecting your employees. That goes a long way in this
world
these
days.
All about
the culture. Company culture. Yeah. People, if you can alleviate their suffering, their stress, give them some stability, treat them with respect, and honestly appreciate what they do, who wouldn't want that? You know, we just want to keep it. It's easy for everyone to say that while they're still a small company. When the money starts rolling in, that's when you can prove your character, though. That's
exactly.
When you can really be humble. Everyone's humble in the beginning. You know, of course we're humble right now. Nothing has happened. We have no reason not to be humble, but we got to carry that. You have to carry that on. You have to carry that humility and build.
You've got the intent to do it. I mean, that's the goal, that's the plan, that's kind of the business model. So it's built into what you're doing. You know, I think it'll work. Were you able to pull up that information or no?
Yeah, I was. I have the address. This is going to be based out of Moscow, Idaho.
Perfect. And the zip?
83843.
83843, and then the physical street.
314 East C Street. It's just EC Street, though.
East
C. 314 EC Street, apartment 104. That's in Moscow, Idaho, 83843.
You said apartment was 104?
Let's see here. It's 314 East C Street, apartment 104.
104.
Gotcha. Moscow, Idaho, 83843.
Perfect. And then you wanted me to have his direct phone number as well as his email, right?
Yes. Okay. And his email I'm going to give to you as well so that he can receive these notifications. It's Shook, S-H-O-O-K, N, as in Nathan, 03@gmail.com. That's Shook, N, 03@gmail.com. Shook, N, 03@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And let's go ahead and get that number going.
You said his name was Nicholas, right?
Yep, Nicholas Shook. All right. I gotta look up his phone number here. Let me try to log in. Okay. Moment, please. Okay. So I definitely love your guys' business model. So you guys partner with Google to optimize. You do search engine optimization for companies with good standing. So what would happen oh my God. All right. Go away, Jessica. God damn, I'm trying to log in. Okay. Admin portal. So what would happen if a company, they can't even have one bad review?
Well, when we originally get someone on board, we don't want anyone starting with bad reviews, obviously, because if they're starting with bad reviews, that kind of sets a precedent for it to continue. Right. But, I mean, we certainly know that, you know, somebody...
You have to have more good reviews than bad reviews. I mean,
correct, yes.
You cannot have bad reviews.
That's correct. We fully understand and expect the errant bad review from a disgruntled somebody for whatever reason, and it could be anything. I mean, not necessarily something that you did wrong. It could have just been someone, you know, waking up on the wrong side of the bed that day and just in a bad mood that day. We do work with our clients directly. We can respond to reviews on your behalf if you would rather us do it than you. We can also talk with the back end team. about flagging fraudulent reviews and having those reviews removed, or at least certainly, you know, a response from the owner, you know, you never even hired us, I'm not sure why you're complaining, or whatever the case might be. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to like drop you like a whatever, if you get a bad review.
Reputability. Right? You want the company to be reputable, especially in your company.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
To develop good rapport with their customers,
and
it sounds
like the way that you're running your company, you're going to hire quality employees who respect their job and the job that they do. And they'll do well, for your customers. Your customers are going to be happy. They're going to write good reviews, and I think it'll work out just fine. But like I said, any bad review that comes up, we'll either respond to it on your behalf or work with you to make sure that there is a response. We'll flag it through Google's back-end team, and they can investigate it or even remove it if it's a completely fraudulent review.
Yeah, absolutely. And either way, even if they have, and even if they have indiscrepancies, at least we're responding the
exactly.
Positive.
Yeah, and if someone can see, well, that makes sense, you know, people, you know, if they would be even more interested in what you had to say in response to what that other person had to say. And then if you've got, you know, like you said, you know, predominantly good, solid reviews, people saying great things about you, then they can certainly come to the logical conclusion that the person who wrote a bad review probably, you know, didn't have justifiable reasons to do it.
Yeah, and every company has one or two, three disgruntled customers, but
it's
impossible to avoid.
You know,
as long as you have way, way more good reviews, you're
correct.
Standing.
Yeah, I think that'll
okay.
be
okay. I wasn't able to. I'm trying to locate Nicholas's phone number. We can update that a little bit later.
We can update that. Yeah, I have his, and we'll put him on here as a point of contact. For now, we'll just have his email address on file, but we can update that later. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I will schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We are also, as Google Premier Partners, required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we are not only reducing the cost of the service itself, I'm actually waiving the initial setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, and we will include that landing page at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Justin, is that fair?
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Moore, give me just a quick second here.
Are you guys running ads for us too, or no?
We are online with the ads? with the $299, that's going to include $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Okay. Perfect.
And that's going to be included at no additional cost. Now, boy. Let me see if I can have it repopulate. But it looks like I didn't update it, or the system didn't update it. I'm talking about Nicholas's address here.
Okay, I have that. I can give that to you once more.
I might be able to repopulate it. Started with 314, I want to say. What was the street address? It was 31 East Street.
Apartment 104.
Here we go. It's repopulating now. Not sure what happened. That could have just been user error on my part. I can't blame the system because I don't know
for sure if I
hit update or not, but when I changed the screen, it disappeared. It pulls off of the screen that I was on, and when I didn't see it on the second page, I thought, uh-oh, let me go back. All right, so I've got it as the 314 East C Street, apartment 104. Of course, that's 83843. So that I will see on the next screen, but that's not going to be the billing address But let me go ahead and get to that voice verification here. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Mr. Moore, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Justin, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Iron Cross Builders, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have it. And then, Mr. Moore, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Justin Moore, owner, founder.
Okay, and as the owner and founder of Iron Cross Builders, LLC, Justin, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Moore, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area needing your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, even text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Justin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, I agree to that.
Perfect. Yeah. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling my client, I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm concerned not that I have to call them back. Of course I will, but I'm concerned that if I were a customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back later. I'm probably just going to call someone else. So we don't want to miss those opportunities.
Absolutely. The biggest complaint that I hear from homeowners is that contractors are not responsive. Most of the time, they're out in the field.
Yeah.
They're not able to pick up the phone and sell jobs. I'm purely administrative. I'm in Germany, so I'm never out in the field.
Nice.
I'm 5,000 miles away from the field. My job is to correlate, make sure that those people go out there and get those jobs bidded. So,
nice.
Yeah, so due to the fact that I'm purely administrative, we're good. We can, I can call them, and when I'm sleeping or when I'm not around, then those are getting forwarded directly to Nicholas as well.
That sounds perfect.
So and never missing a beat there.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, if people are trying to contact you, if our job's to get your phone ringing, you have to do your part, which is, you know, answer the phone, talk to people.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We're going to scale it up. We're going to get those clicks. We're going to make it work. 100%.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, it sounds like a silly thing, and I talk to business owners, and they say, oh, yeah, and then I call them, you know, the next day, and it goes to mailbox full, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. But,
They're apathetic. They're not willing to scale their business in the way they need to. They say they want it. They say they want success. But when it comes knocking on their door, ringing their phone,
There has to be follow-up. You know, you have to make sure that you're willing to see something through. But it sounds like you are. And that's definitely, yeah, you have to. You really do. This next part says, We do ask, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's no direct conflict with the Angie leads that you've already got. We are already aware of the Facebook page as well. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, right down to the LLC, we'll make sure that your information for your business online remains accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Justin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Yeah, so we're going to do...
Everyone needs to be informed about the other people.
Okay.
100%.
So we'll do... Of course, you can't, because it confuses the search engine. The search engine is an artificial intelligence, and although it's advanced, it doesn't think like a person thinks. So even if, like, there was a listing that said Iron Cross Builders, is that the same as Iron Cross Builders LLC? You know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. There's confusion. So we want to make sure that everything is accurate and consistent across the board. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for the business online, at least for now. Unless that changes, let us know. But for now, we'll make sure that you're just listed in Moscow.
That website? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, what the hell? Oh, I thought I saw some lights outside. Oh, I did. I think there's an ambulance going by. So that website, okay, in the event that we no longer render your services, is that website dissolved?
You'd have options. Obviously, any website needs to remain hosted or no one can see it. We can either continue to simply host your website on our server for a small hosting fee, or we can transfer the domain over to you. We are going to set up the Google and Bing listings with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access while you're a client. So like I said, our job is to get you that online content, that online presence, to manage it as long as you're a client of ours, to make it easy for you to take it over from us if we stop doing that. Okay?
Okay, so I like that.
The next part reads as follows. It's, again, a month-to-month service. I reduced the rate. We're including the landing page. So it says your initial payment for the first term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive today, is going to be charged today's date, the 1st of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running and paying for the social media and paid Facebook ads. In this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month at that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up. It is an exact amount. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can certainly do so by contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Justin, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Moore, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Justin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. What was the cancellation terms again? Sorry.
So a long time ago, I did a stint in the client support team. So I know that, let me explain what it says first. It says to prevent charges to your next month of service, meaning if you want to cancel altogether, if you want to put it on pause, we ask that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date. Again, you can do so, no questions asked, no fees involved. We are closed on the weekend, but what I was about to say is I used to work in client support for a while. I know that if you call us the day or a few days after it bills, you know, you say, I forgot, I meant to call you or whatever, we're just going to reverse that payment, but at that point, it's a refund situation. So like I said, to prevent charges to your next month, we ask that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Okay, perfect. That actually concludes the voice verification, Justin, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
It's Visa debit.
Visa, and on that particular card, is it your name, the business name?
This is on my name, but later I'm going to update it to my business. debit card. It's just
you can
that right now we're
you
still
can
waiting.
Change it. You can change it at any time, either by calling us or once your client dashboard is up and active, you can actually update the billing information on your own. So that's totally up to you. On
okay.
this particular card,
Are you able to set a reminder or like
yeah.
just put it in the system that the next month I'm going to be upgrading my payment information?
I can put
I'm
that
using
in
my
there.
Personal debit.
I can put that in there too, and then that way the
it
next that way when we it'll be in our, it'll be in what we call priority notes, so someone will see it every time they're in the account, and your account's going to be touched by many hands, obviously. But when client support does like a client support will do like a first touch, they'll call you in a couple of weeks just to see how things are going, see if you have any questions, see if you received our latest email or whatever it was we're trying to get out to you, see if you had any additional photos and things like that. At that time, they'll give you a reminder as well, but I'll definitely put that in the priority notes. So we'll notate that your intention is to change this billing information before the next cycle. On that particular card, is it just first and last name, Justin, or is there a middle initial on that card as well?
Just first and last name. Okay. Looks like here.
You said it was a Visa debit, so that should start with a 4. All Visas do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4366.
Mm-hmm.
1802.
Okay.
9974.
Yes, sir.
8059.
And then the expiration month and year.
11/27.
11/2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
862.
862. So I've got 862, 862 on the back, 11 or November of 2027 for the expiration. And the card itself, was it 4366, 1822, 9974, 8059.
Correct.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
99021.
Uh-huh.
That's the zip code. 12623.
You said 12623?
Yep. North Florida Street. And that's in Mead, Washington. Mead, like the Viking drink, the Scandinavian honey wine.
Right. I'm familiar.
M-E-A-D.
M-E-A-D. And then, I had a friend who made it himself. That was many years ago.
Delicious.
Many years ago. 99021 as the zip code.
99021.
And about,
I'm actually in German. I'm a Germanic pagan, so I really love drinking the old drinks. I drank some wine from the oldest vineyard in the world. It was in Croatia. That was like a 4,000-year-old vine that was still producing
wine. No kidding.
That's
amazing.
Cool.
That's crazy.
In
about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Our automated system will send that out. It's going to have our client support phone number on it. It's going to have the hours of operation on it as well as the client support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. You do? Okay. So,
I actually do for once in my freaking life.
Right? I almost always end up typing stuff into my phone because I never have a working pen or something to write it on. So the client
support
phone.
You know what? It's a bright red pen. That bright red pen. Red, red is the color of dominance.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll definitely be able to find it amongst anything else that might be written on it. The client support phone number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877 855-635-6225, and then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply, support@localsplash.com. You're going to receive all that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, Justin, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple.